Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and we are back in the kitchen at Blanc Burgers Plus Bottles. We're here with their owner, Ernesto Peralta, and his executive chef, Jason Eggers. We are in the kitchen, and we are getting ready to make one of their signature dishes, which will be on the menu coming soon in February. Again, it is an Asian marinated salmon with wasabi aioli and a spicy slaw on a sesame bun. Okay, Jason, let's begin. You suggested the marinade first. Okay, so how do we put the marinade together?
All right, so basically we're just going to take our basic ingredients, you know, some garlic, cilantro, fresh ginger, hoisin, sweet chili Thai, rice wine vinegar, black pepper. We also use an ingredient called ketsup manis.
Okay.
It is basically a sweetened reduced soy sauce.
Okay.
You can find it at like an Asian market or something.
Okay.
It just gives a lot of balance to the dish. And also some sesame oil.
And that's toasted sesame oil?
Yes,
it is? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so we mix that together. Now you will find the recipe on the website under recipe.
Yep.
And we did talk about you could probably get an off-the-shelf Asian marinade.
It's not going to be as good,
it's
but
not,
it'll
do. It's just understand, it won't have this depth of flavor. And actually, it was a combination of depth and freshness that you achieved with this. Okay. So we put all this together. And then what cut of salmon did we use for this dish?
You just want a typical salmon side, salmon fillet.
A fillet,
I always go for freshwater. If at all possible.
Okay, so let's keep that
lots,
in mind.
Lots more flavor, you know, ocean. By freshwater, I meant not farm-raised.
Okay.
Fresh caught.
Okay. So wild or whatever.
Yeah, wild salmon.
Wild salmon.
It's going to have a lot better color, a lot better flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I mean, if all you can find is some farm-raised, that'll do. Especially once you marinate it, can't really tell. So
you're
going to take that cut of salmon. You're going to go ahead and put it in the marinade.
And you took the skin off?
Yep, skin off.
Skin off. Okay. And you put it in the marinade, and how long do we want it to live in the marinade?
I'd say probably 2 hours.
Okay.
That's probably a good time, not much more. There's a decent amount of salt in the marinade, and it'll actually cure the salmon if you leave it in there.
Okay. So sometimes they say, oh, well, you can marinate it for a few hours overnight. This is not one of those dishes that can go overnight.
No.
Okay. So the little guy is marinating in the salmon's in the marinade, and those flavors are rich and dark and wonderful. Okay, now let's talk about, while it's marinating, getting the sides together for this. Okay, so let's begin with the aioli, because that was amazing. All right, and again, you can see all this on the website in thekitchenwithbonnie.com. Okay, aioli. Gorgeous and delicious.
Okay, we're making a real aioli from scratch.
It's the real deal.
It's going to be a real aioli. So we're going to take some eggs, just the yolks.
Just the yolks. And I please go to the site and see how Chef separated the egg whites from the egg yolks. Because the first time I saw this done was with Jacques Pepin. And it's really just with your hands. Mm-hmm. And the result is fabulous.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
So we took the egg yolks, put them in a food processor. We made some wasabi with wasabi powder and water, and you always want to make sure you do that mix ahead of time because you can't just put wasabi powder in there.
You know, and sometimes we forget that when it calls for wasabi powder, but then it clumps and you don't get an even distribution.
Yeah, it'll clump.
It was sort of a paste.
Thicken your sauce.
Yeah. So it was sort of like a paste consistency, bright green.
Yep.
Okay, now that went into the meat, the egg yolks.
Yep,
and then
that goes in there with
do?
A little garlic, a little ginger, and then... just turn on that food processor, and you're going to slowly pour in the sesame oil, which is also mixed with salad oil, because sesame oil is real strong.
It's real strong. So what's the ratio of sesame, would you say, to... And you could use canola oil or any tasteless vegetable oil, because you don't want any... You want the sesame oil flavor to come shining through.
Yeah, it's probably about 8 to 2,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay. So. All right, so, and we're watching him with the food processor, and first you mixed all the other ingredients.
Yeah.
And then slowly began.
Very slowly.
Yeah, and that was fresh ginger peeled, what, maybe an inch of it or,
something
around there?
About an ounce.
An ounce. And, you know, the chefs are telling me more and more, they're going by weight rather than by the measurements that we're used to, because they're going to get more consistent.
Yep.
Yeah. So, more consistent measurement if you use weight.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's buzzing around, and then you take the little tube, the little food tube, whatever, and you start pouring the oil in.
Very slowly.
What? Yep. Very slowly. And what is the goal for the consistency of this aioli?
It's going to basically be like the consistency of mayonnaise. Okay. Once you're done with it. Maybe a little bit thicker.
Okay. And should you have a trouble with using raw egg, you did say you could substitute mayonnaise, but again, you won't.
Yeah, it's not going to have the depth of flavor. You'll always taste the mayonnaise in it. If you do that, it won't just be this nice wasabi sesame taste.
But there are some folks that have some compromised immune system, and if that's a trouble, that is an option. You can substitute mayonnaise for that.
Yep.
Okay, so the aioli's made. It is bright green. Yeah. It's the consistency of mayonnaise. We're going to set that little guy aside. And now, how about the vegetables that we're going to use in that amazing slaw, which we just went crazy and added probably more to it than usual. But it was just, it had the crunch and the wonderful flavors of the marinade. So what are we going to have in this slaw?
The base that we're going to start with is Napa cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to add some julienne carrots,
mm-hmm.
which is a very thin slice. It's got some bias cut green onion.
I love that. I suppose you could just chop the green onion, but when it's cut on the bias, it really makes for a great presentation.
Yep.
And why did you choose Napa cabbage instead of the traditional cabbage?
It's got a little fresher flavor, fresher mouthfeel, a little bit more of a crisp to it. It's not just going to be a leaf of cabbage. It's this in-depth, you know, wrinkly, more it's wrinkly, it's more crispy.
It's crispier, and I think it almost has a fresher, or would you say it has a more fresh taste? Okay,
definitely.
It's bright, maybe bright's
it's
the
brighter,
word.
Yeah,
okay, it's a brighter taste. Okay, so what else are we putting in this slaw?
We're also going to add a little cilantro, some toasted black sesame seeds.
And, you know, for those people who wrinkle their nose at cilantro, I will tell you that it doesn't... The cilantro didn't come, you know, blowing up into your face in this
dish.
Yeah,
it's not overpowering.
I could not actually taste it, but it does add fresh brightness. The other thing our celebrity taster offered was that cilantro helps to cleanse the palate.
Yes, it does.
And because of that, you're experiencing this slaw each bite is like the first one.
Yep.
And that's a great... You know, a great magic of cilantro. Okay, is there anything else we put into the slaw before we put in the marinade?
Nope, that was good. That was it.
Okay, and so we should mention that not the same exact portion, but the marinade that we used for the salmon, we held some of that back.
Yep.
And that's what we used for the slaw.
Yeah.
So the flavors are being shared. I mean, it's consistent flavoring.
Yep.
And please, it's just a reminder to our listeners, do not take marinade left over from where the fish was and use it for anything. It's had raw meat in it, and it needs to be dumped.
Exactly.
Okay, and we did. Okay, so now it sounds like it's time to cook the fish and toast the bread. What are we going to do?
All right, so we're just going to go over to the grill. We're going to put some pan spray on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that fish doesn't stick, especially with all the sugars and the marinade and everything. They're going to caramelize. So
yum.
It's probably going to stick a little bit, but...
How hot? Yours didn't. How hot is the grill?
Very hot.
Very hot. Okay. So we're talking...
In the kitchen, when I cook like a marinated salmon, I find the hottest spot on my grill to originally put it. Because it's going to sear it the fastest and it's going to keep it from sticking.
So, and I was also told that if you put it on a hot grill and you've used some spray, some vegetable spray on it, that if you don't touch it, we have a thing about stuff on the grill that we think we have to move it around all the time. If you don't touch it, it caramelizes, and then you can flip it in.
Yeah, a lot easier.
Did that,
Yep.
And so while that is on the grill, what do we do with that wonderful sesame bun?
Well, we're on the flat top here.
Yep.
We just use a little bit of vegetable oil.
Uh-huh.
Throw the bun, of course, cut in half. Throw the bun face down on there, so it gets a nice crisp to it.
Oh, it was just heaven. If you don't have a griddle at home, you could use a frying pan.
Yep.
You also mentioned you could just toast it.
Yeah, you could toast it. You could throw it in the oven with a little butter on it. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, so we do want some butter oil on it, and we do want it toasted.
Yeah.
Okay, so now all the sides are put together. The salmon has been grilled. The bread has been toasted. How are we going to plate this beauty?
Well, we're going to start with some of the the wasabi aioli.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that on both the top and the bottom bun.
Yep. Can't get enough of that.
No. Be generous. The flavor is delicious. Be generous.
It is.
So we're going to go ahead and put that on there. Then we're going to put the salmon on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take some of that slaw that we now, are we going to dress that with the marinade.
Okay. Please remind us, you don't dress that in advance.
Not ahead of time.
No.
Just right before you serve
okay.
it.
Okay. And we'll do that.
And just enough to coat it. You don't want it to be too heavy with that marinade. Mm-hmm. Just enough to coat it. Keep mm-hmm. the crisp of the slaw.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put that right on top of the piece of salmon, and you can just lean that bun right on the top of that. Let that slaw shine through and get all those colors. It's awesome.
So, and you also put a couple pickles on the plate, too.
Yes, those are our house-made pickles. We make those.
Of course, they're house-made.
Make those all the time.
Yeah, you do, and we would be disappointed if we didn't see them when they came out.
Exactly.
So, you know, you positioned the bun, so you got to see the whole thing on the way, and please visit the site to see that. Okay, what are we drinking with this dish?
I paired it with we did a soda,
mm-hmm.
we did a wine, and we did, instead of a beer with this one, I went ahead and went with a hard cider.
And I thought that was so interesting. So if you don't do alcohol, it was a cane sugar ginger ale, and
yep.
it talked about cleansing the palate, and the ginger worked with the ginger
yeah.
in the dish.
Oh, yeah.
And the hard apple cider instead of beer, and it kind of begged for that little bit of sweetness
yeah.
with the dish.
Yes, it really does, and I mean, that's why we paired it with that mm-hmm. instead of a beer. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of beers
sure.
that would go great with it, but I just thought the most for flavor, if you're going to have an alcoholic beverage with it, would be definitely this hard cider here.
And then, of course, some Pinot Grigio for the wine lovers. I want to recognize our celebrity taster, and he is a celebrity. It is Doug Frost. He is a master sommelier and a master of wine, and I should say one of three people in the world with those credentials. And he's also the host of Check Please on KCPT Public Television 19. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for inviting me back into your kitchen and for being pioneers in the wonderful world of burgers and non-burgers. Also, please visit us on the website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com to see the show in high definition and download recipes. You're also going to find us in the magazine Eating Well in Kansas City. Stay tuned for the feature in the Cellar by Marquis Selections. This week, we're going to explore the flavors and pairings for their award-winning wines from their global portfolio in the kitchen.